Your friends don't know about this little kink of yours, do they? I was kind of surprised when you texted me that you were going to be at the club tonight. Not surprised that you told me not to recognize you. I know we've been meeting discreetly for a while. I wondered what you kind of had in mind. At least the club was fun. I know. I like dancing as much as anybody. Kind of keeping my eye on you. I guess your friends noticed, because it looks like they talked you into going over and talking to me. Which was a little bit weird. But when you grabbed my ass, I knew that was the opening. Brought my knee up. And you dropped just too slowly. Plus, I know you wouldn't drop from that kind of hit. Got your friend's attention. And security's attention. I mean, they sided with me, of course. Everybody saw you grab my ass. But it took them a while for me to calm them down and convince them that we were cool. Bought you a drink. Convinced your friends that I was just startled. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Are you okay? Meanwhile, laughing, because I know you could take harder hits than that. But at least now we don't have to pretend not to know each other. Well. getting you back to my place was fun. Your friends, I think, were a little concerned. You were going home with the girl who would need you in the nuts. But we were good now. It was all an innocent misunderstanding at the beginning. And then when I got you home, I need you again. Barely had the door closed before I was up against you. I do love kneeing you in the groin. Getting so close. A breath hanging on each other's lips. And you don't even have time to flinch when my knee comes up. That's what I really love. When I kick you, you have time to relax and get ready a little. My knees, you don't get nearly as much warning. Plus, I get to hold on to you. I can feel the way your body moves. The way you buckle, just a little. It's not the same when I kick you. I mean, there's something fun about kicking you as well. Seeing the whole shockwave go through your body. The way you jump. The way you bend over just a little. And then the way you look up at me with that wild, greedy grin. That smile that demands more, and I am more than happy to give it to you. Each kick, deliberate, careful, and harder than the last. I mean, when we were dancing all night, my feet were getting sore. But they certainly feel a lot better now. After I brought you to your knees your first time. Well, I know you're not done after the first time. But those heels were murder on my feet, and well, I can't resist a foot rub from you. And you can't resist taking your time with my feet. I love it. The second time was all kicks. Kind of a thank you for the foot rub. And kind of because I know that you love it when my feet are the ones causing you so much pain. Every time my feet come up, you never know where to look. At my feet, at my face. You're welcome to look wherever you want. But, yes, my feet, beautiful feet that you so love to worship, and that you so love driving into your nuts, my feet that you adore, and that you want to be so close to. Each kick, each flinch, each time you crouch a little lower after each hit, I know. And I want to drag this out, but at the same time, I want you on your knees because I want you in my bed. I love that part too. When your nuts are done taking their punishment, and I rest on the bed waiting for you. Waiting for you to get up and come over here with that gorgeous hard cock. I'm always amazed at how stiff you are after such punishment. But that's how I know you like it. And when you tease the head of your cock against my cunt, and you can feel how wet I am, that's how you know how much I like it. How much I want this. I'm so glad you told me to meet you at the club.